This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. On Thursday, a Corpus Christi federal judge struck down the Texas voter ID law. The 147-page decision began with the sentence, "The right to vote, it defines our nation as a democracy." Judge Ramos went on to say the voter ID law as written was an unconstitutional poll tax. That ruling came down the same day as the Supreme Court issued a stay on Wisconsin's voter ID law, which would have required more than 300,000 registered voters to obtain IDs in the next 36 days in order to vote in the November election. So do you agree with federal Judge Ramos that the voter ID is unconstitutional and it discriminates? Or do you agree with Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott that voter ID protects elections from election fraud? We want to hear from you. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. And you can email us with your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Our guest for this first segment is J. Christian Adams, formerly of the U.S. Justice Department and the author of the book, Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. Chris, welcome to The Source.
Hello.
Hey there. So did the judge get it wrong? What do you think about that decision?
Well, folks who oppose voter ID should enjoy it while it lasts, because this decision has almost no chance of being upheld by the Fifth Circuit on the issue of whether or not there's discrimination in results. It certainly has zero chance of being upheld by the Supreme Court. In your lead-in, you mentioned Wisconsin, but you didn't mention North Carolina and other states where voter ID has been upheld. The courts do not like what happened in Texas as far as how to interpret the Voting Rights Act. And even if the courts, say that I'm wrong, enjoy while it lasts, because the Texas legislature is going to fix this, and there will be voter ID come next year with a new law.
Okay. Enjoyment aside, it's not about enjoying or whatever. We just want to look at how things are going here. So so tell me why you think the law is constitutional. Why is voter ID constitutional?
Well, it's not necessarily the voter ID is constitutional. It's how the case was presented. The case was presented with the theory that if there's any discriminatory impact, meaning let's say that 90% of whites have voter ID and 89.9% of non-whites, under the theory of the case, that tiny little difference was enough to create a violation of federal law. The problem with that theory is it's totally been rejected in the past by the courts. And so the theory of the case that the judge ruled on is going to get reversed. It's not something that had a basis in existing voting rights law. I've litigated multiple Voting Rights Act Section 2 cases like this one, and the judge simply went beyond the contours of the law to rule as the judge did.
So the judge ruled that the requirement to have voter ID deliberately keeps certain segments of the population, mostly minorities, away from the polls. And they said that was discriminatory.
Well, that's a different ruling the judge made. You're talking about the intent claim. There's two claims in the Texas case. There's the intent claim and the results claim. And what I'm saying is that the results claim, the statistical difference issue, is one that has zero chance of surviving on appeal. Now, intent is a little different. That's generally a fact-finding that is not a subject to a judge overturning it. But what I'm telling you is you can be sure that the Texas legislature, if not the very first thing they do, one of the first things they do is going to be to pass a new voter ID law.
And how will that law be different?
Well, lots of ways. I mean, for one, the intent of passing a new law is the old one got thrown out, so it scraps the entire argument that can attack it. It's well, the judge said we need a new law, so let's pass a new law. So it can be different by doing what places like South Carolina did and having a hardship affidavit that if you couldn't get it, then if you couldn't get voter ID, you could still vote. So there's ways to tweak the Texas law, but understand opponents of voter ID will still oppose it no matter what, no matter what the tweaks are. You can be sure that they oppose it in Texas like they do everywhere else in the country.
So do you see a problem with voter fraud and in-person voting?
Well, I've litigated cases where there was voter fraud and in-person voting. So, yes, I think that it's a criminal act that that should be dealt with. It's a serious, serious problem when you have people voting who aren't eligible to vote. It elected Al Franken to the U.S. Senate in 2008 when almost 1,100 ineligible people voted in Minnesota. So I think any time you have problems with the election, people should care about the law and the rule of law and take steps to improve the process.
So how many cases of voter fraud have been documented in Texas in recent years? That's a question that came from one of our listeners, Bill C.
Well, how many is enough? I mean, is one okay? Is Bill okay with two?
Well, if you have one and then you prevent thousands from voting because of voter ID laws, but it does seem like there needs to be a trade-off.
Well, how many is okay? You tell me what your number is. Now,
how many people should be prevented from voting?
Well, none. But you can write a law that doesn't prevent anybody from voting. That's the answer, is to have a law that everybody gets to vote, gets free ID. But you understand something. Even if it's free and easy to get, the opponents of voter ID are still going to oppose it. They don't want even reasonable voter ID. And so if it's free and easy to get, the answer of how much voter fraud is okay, my answer is zero. You know, none is okay. Now, maybe Bill's okay with 3, 4, 10, whatever. I'm not.
Okay. And so do you see does one party benefit from having voter ID in place?
Well, the Democrats in Rhode Island, for example, when they passed voter ID in the Rhode Island State House, concluded that the Democrat Party was better off with voter ID in Rhode Island because the elections there were becoming so corrupt. And so the Democratic Party in Rhode Island concluded that it is better for the Democratic primary to have voter ID. So in the case of Rhode Island, the answer is yes.
Well, Rhode Island and Texas have very different demographics. So,
well, I didn't. Your question wasn't confined to Texas. You asked a general question about whether or not one party is better off, and I was answering in the case of Rhode Island, the answer is definitely yes. The Democrats are.
Okay.
In other places like Kansas, there was a bipartisan bill there. Both Republicans and Democrats supported to have voter ID in Kansas. So I would say there probably both parties were better off with voter ID, not just Democrats. So voter ID, voter ID is supported by Republicans and Democrats in majority numbers. Listen carefully.
I'm listening.
The majority of Republicans, the majority of Democrats, the majority of blacks, the majority of Hispanics, the majority of whites support voter ID. The only demographic that opposes voter ID in the entire country are white liberals.
Okay, that's an interesting observation. J. Christian Adams, formerly of the U.S. Justice Department, author of the book Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. Hey, Jay, Chris, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And when we come back from this quick break, we're joined by State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher. He has been on the other side of this debate about voter ID. We'll get to your calls. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about the rising Latino demographic in politics with the author of the book Latino America. But right now, it's back to voter ID, and we bring in State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, a Democrat from San Antonio. Representative Martinez Fisher, did the judge Ramos get it right with knocking out voter ID?
You know, I think she did. I mean, and really, the truth of the matter is you did not see a single presentation of evidence that there is a rampant voter identification problem in the state of Texas. And I think just looking squarely on the evidence, the state offered nothing to show that there's a problem. But yet there was evidence to the contrary, suggesting that hundreds of thousands of people could be impacted by a voter ID law that did not accommodate at least 600,000 Texans registered to vote who lacked the requisite ID that the bill was proposing.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980 to jump into the conversation. Jason is on the line. Jason, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. Going back to the previous judge there, my only question is how many people are committing voting fraud in Texas, and why is this necessary whenever there happened to be a heated election this year?
Okay. Jason, thanks for the call. And also, let's talk a little bit about other forms of voting where there are seems to be some issues like mail-in ballots, Representative Fisher.
Sure. I mean, well, to answer the caller's question, I mean, there were really two cases that were presented where somebody used someone else's ID to vote. And we're talking after millions of votes cast in the last several elections. We know this. We know that the majority of voter fraud exists with the use of mail-in ballots. And we have tried countless attempts to convince the legislative leadership to focus on that if they really wanted to tackle the fraud that is out there and really protect the, you know, the integrity of the ballot, is to go after the mail ballot fraud. This Senate Bill 14 voter ID doesn't touch that. We've also told them to look at areas of poll worker activity, things that happen at the voter booth, things that happen with people who electioneer on election days. There's lots of intimidation that goes on, lots of taunting and so forth. We've asked to look at those behavior issues. Again, those were ignored. The focus was on voter ID. And again, it was a solution looking for a problem.
Does having voter ID in place in Texas benefit one party over the other, and how much?
You know, I don't know if it benefits any party. Also, this, it hurts voters. You know, again, we're talking about a state as large as the state of Texas. 26 million people live in the state. The voter ID proposal, as it stands today, requires people to get an election certificate from a DPS office. There are 80 counties in the state of Texas. More than one-third of Texas counties do not have a DPS office in their county. Where do those people go to get their ID? It also requires people to prove who they are before they can get this ID. And if you don't have a birth certificate, we know that that's going to cost you money to be able to acquire that birth certificate. The state of Texas made no accommodation to help these voters. And again, Texas knew from the very beginning, when they compared their database of registered voters in the state versus the database that DPS has for our driver's licenses and our concealed handgun licenses, they knew that there were at least 600,000 people registered to vote that did not have the ID. They were aware of the problem. Nothing was done to provide that accommodation. And that's what really the fight's about. It's the losers, those 600,000 people who want to vote and have been voting, that will not be able to under the voter ID law unless they can get their ID.
To your point about the difficulty in obtaining a ID, even one provided by the DPS office, on our Facebook page, the TPR Facebook page, Kathy wrote that voter ID does have the capacity to suppress legitimate votes. My daughter is 18 years old. She does not want to drive yet, but she does want to vote. I had to take 2 afternoons off from work without pay to sit in the DPS office trying to obtain a Texas state ID card for her. They don't fully explain all of the needed documentation on their website, resulting in the second trip and a lot of frustration. It's a good thing that my daughter and I are passionate about our right to vote. And that is from our Facebook page. We'll just take another caller. Clayton has called in. Clayton, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. My point is, we live in the information age. You can wave your cell phone at something and buy it in a store. There is absolutely no reason why any government entity can't set up some sort of a booth to check on the ID of people who have voter ID and to give it to those who don't. I think both parties would be interested in finding out who voted, where they lived, what they did. It would be a great source of information. And I wanted to make one point. I think it turned out that in Florida, trying to disenfranchise a large group of people from voting actually backfired. And I'll listen to the reaction off the air. Thank you.
All right, Clayton, thank you for your question and comment. So Trey Martinez-Fisher, using technology to make it so that we don't need voter ID. You're already ID'd, I guess, face recognition or something. Yeah.
Well, I agree with that comment. And also, you know, when you register to vote today, you provide, you know, very sensitive information to the Secretary of State's office. And internally, they do a due diligence check to know who the registrant is. And so, in a way, we already have voter ID done by the Secretary of State's office. But what needs to be kept in mind is that both Indiana and Georgia had some of the strictest voter ID laws in the country when Texas considered passing its own version. And even in those states, you could use a utility bill to prove your identity. You could use different forms of ID to prove your identity. Only in the Texas instance that the Texas leadership adopted the most stringent standards. And again, you know, don't make this an issue about Democrats wanting one thing, Republicans wanting another thing. Democrats said, hey, listen, let people vote. And if they are not who they are, then we will agree with you. Let's throw these people under the jail. But let's not make every single voter, every single divorced woman in the state of Texas, every individual who did not get a birth certificate because they were delivered by a midwife, let's not punish those people to go after the few that are doing this. You know, we want to join you in that pursuit to punish people who are doing this for wrong reasons. But we don't have a record of evidence here, and that's really the problem here, is that there's no rationale as to why we need to have the strictest voter identification law in America.
Well, there is some evidence. We've had voter ID on the books for a couple election cycles now in some states, and there is evidence that it does seem to benefit the Republican Party by about 2% at the turnout outcome. And not turning this into a red versus blue kind of a dialogue or argument is, I mean, that's what it is. We have the Republicans who are in favor of voter ID simply because outcomes show that it hurts minority voters and young voters, which typically vote for Democrats.
Sure. No, and I don't want to dismiss, I'm not trying to make light of that point. I mean, but you know, in our day and age, we spend enough time fighting over politics. I mean, this is really a true public policy position here. And those that are impacted are really going to be poor people, elderly people, and minorities. And so, you know, we need to look at this really, you know, through sensible lenses and let folks know that this isn't about, you know, rigging elections on the policy side. And so when a judge makes a decision, she's not making a decision just because she's persuaded by one argument over the other. There is real evidence. There is real evidence to show that real people are being impacted, and the state of Texas did nothing to make an accommodation. I can tell you with precision, you know, who votes in Bexar County and who doesn't. And so, you know, the state of Texas could have done the very same thing by matching databases and going after and identifying people who do not have ID and doing everything within the power of the state to give these people a real opportunity to get their ID if voter ID is going to be the new law in the state of Texas. And the fact that they didn't tells me that there is an ulterior motive, and quite frankly, it could be suppression of the vote, and that is really the worst thing we can do when it comes to making public policy is to do it just because we can.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines one more time. Rick is on the air. Rick, welcome to The Source.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I understand that in some states where we've had voter ID laws that there are other elements of the law besides actual ID, and where I'm referring to shortened early voting times or difficulties getting it's tighter restrictions on the voter registrars that actually register voters. And I'm curious to know if there are any of those provisions in this voter ID law, or is it strictly ID?
All right, Rick, thank you for that question. So, Representative Martinez Fisher.
That's a great point. I mean, this is strictly an ID law. And I'll tell you what, when, you know, voter ID has been the subject of the legislature since going back to 2005. And in every session, there's been a negotiation about trying to come up with a reasonable accommodation if we're going to have a voter ID system in this state. In 2011, there were no discussions. This bill was passed in record time, no opportunity for consensus, no real opportunity to adopt amendments and make the bill better. You know, I have said all along that if we're going to make the driver's license or the concealed handgun license the sacred document that makes you eligible to vote in the state of Texas, well, then anybody who has one could just show up on election day and vote. We don't even need to register them anymore. If the driver's license really proves that you are who you're supposed to be, then why not be able to walk up on election day, present your driver's license, and cast your ballot?
So you're saying, you're saying do away with the voter registration process. If it's
yes, I'm talking about having a same-day voter registration. If we're going to spend all the time and energy and effort to make certain documents the magical documents to make you eligible to vote, well, then if you have one, you get to vote. Why should we make excuses, and why should we put further barriers in front of people at the voting box? And I think that proposal was rejected, without having any real consideration.
So here we have a process, and it's going to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Attorney General Greg Abbott, also a Republican candidate for governor, is fighting the ruling of Judge Ramos. So what's going to happen?
Well, it's very difficult to predict, what could happen. I mean, the Fifth Circuit, could make its ruling any day now as to whether or not the district court judge's injunction will remain and where we will not have a voter ID requirement in the November election. We also are very mindful that just last week in Wisconsin, the United States Supreme Court also rejected a voter ID requirement, saying that we are not going to, change the rules so close to an election. I mean, again, we're not just talking about an election occurring. We're talking about people having their right to vote denied. And I think that any judge or justice has to think about the significant ramifications of just any one person who has a constitutional right to vote that doesn't get that opportunity because a law was passed and it has not been fully vetted through the legal system. I think we have to be very careful before we take decisive action that can hurt people.
In the last segment, we spoke to J. Christian Adams, a conservative commentator and former employee of the U.S. Justice Department. He said that if this gets tossed out, that in the next legislative session, they will just pass another law. I guess he means the majority. So will that happen?
I don't think we can be intimidated by those kinds of, threats or tactics. At the end of the day, any attempt to disenfranchise minority voters will be met with swift action in the courtroom. And like I say all the time, that in court, we're equals.
All right. State Representative Trey Martinez-Fisher, a Democrat from San Antonio, taking on the side of against voter ID. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And when we come back from the break, we speak to the authors of the book Latino America. This is The Source on KSTX. Stay tuned.